Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
305, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. I've been hearing about these great jobs numbers. Jeff, it's unbelievable. And I would suggest to you, it is unbelievable. Well, Dr. Dave Brandt's going to be along at 3:35, and we'll talk a little bit about these magical, mystical jobs numbers coming out today, just, what, 30-some days in front of the election. Huh. Now, you know, far be it for me, because I'm not a conspiracy guy, as you know. No, I'm not a conspiracy guy. If I'm going to get involved in conspiracy theories, I'm going to need way more tinfoil. But there is a part of me just sort of patting my chin and saying, don't they revise these numbers each and every time they release them? Yeah. And don't the good numbers, generally speaking, in Democrat Party administrations, don't those numbers, I don't want to go all conspiratorial on you, but don't they generally seem to be revised downward? Why, yes, that's exactly what happens. So when we hear the reports of the unbelievable job numbers, I am suggesting to you that those job numbers are unbelievable. That's all. Look, I know their numbers, and you know I'm not a numbers guy, so I'm not going to go too far into the weeds on it. I can tell you how you feel about those numbers. That was my sort of bailiwick, right? I'm a soft science guy. I'm a blue book guy. I don't want to know how you make cells come together or separate or do any of that other magical stuff that happens in those biology classes with hard science laboratories. I got a blue book. I want to write about how you feel. Anyway, we'll talk about that with Dr. Dave Brandt. We're going to do that at 3:35. It is Friday, so of course, Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother, is going to be on with us. Get a little sneak peek of what's coming up on his show tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. on this very radio station in the garage with Stan Andruski. Then at 5:35... Mike Dickinson is going to be with us. And I know what you're thinking. Now, wait a minute, Jeff. Mike joins you every Wednesday afternoon at 5:35 and, you know, lets us know what's going on with crime and criminal type activity and untoward activity and inappropriate activity locally, sort of like Andy Ngo does on a national basis. You're right. So why is he here today? Because we're going to end the week on something that is absolutely, positively, totally, completely not related to politics or things of that. Well, maybe it is related to politics. I was going to say it's not related to crime, but maybe it is related to crime. There's a new Netflix documentary, 6 parts. It's called Mr. McMahon. And it is, in theory, a biography, if you will, of Vincent Kennedy McMahon, who has owned and operated what is now known as WWE for decades. That it's really an interesting story. If you go back to, not his father, was Vincent J. McMahon, but no, you go back before that, you go back to his grandfather, Jesse McMahon. Jesse McMahon was a boxing promoter in New York. And then he did some wrestling, and so there was really a lot of money that could be made in wrestling. And then his son, Vincent J. McMahon, takes over that promotion, if you will. It's Capital Sports. Gorilla Monsoon owns part of it. Arnold Skolin owns part of it. And they're doing really well. And they've got this whole Northeast territory back when we had territories. And then the kid comes along, this guy, Vincent K. McMahon, and eventually buys it and turns it into what it is now. I don't know what it is now. I know the phrase is sports entertainment. I personally don't recognize it. To me, it's gymnastics, which is great. I mean, you know, if you're into that stuff, that's fine. I was a pro wrestling guy, and I loved the pro wrestling storytelling. And there was a true art form to it. People don't necessarily understand that. And I get it. It's not for everybody, or wasn't for everybody. Now it is designed to be for everybody. But Mike Dickinson is a pure wrestling fan. And I know he's had some great interactions with some of the superstars in that world. And so he's going to be along at 5:35. And that's what we're going to talk about. I just want to talk a little bit about this Mr. McMahon series. Have you seen it? If you have, do me a favor. Shoot me a quick text, would you? The Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
1140-833-804-1140. I'm just curious to know what you thought of it. If you did see the Mr. McMahon series, tell me what you thought of it. And you know what? While you're there at 833-804-1140, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, let me know. Were you a pro wrestling fan, or were you a sports entertainment fan? If you have to ask what the question means, then you're not qualified to answer. I did mention that it was Friday. Now, certain things happen on Friday. Number one, I wear red. And I was a little late to the game. I was wearing my Patrick Henry Patriots shirt a little bit earlier when we did our lunch delivery for Julia's class. But I did change into a red shirt, Stanford University T-shirt. And you would have thought, truthfully, after all of the money I sent and actually sold one kidney to finance somebody's attendance at Stanford, that Stanford would have had the common decency to send me a T-shirt for free. They did not. I paid full price for this. But anyway, it is a red Stanford T-shirt. I am wearing that. Of course, I mean, it's Friday, and, you know, that's a day that ends in Y. And on days which end in Y, I wear at least one bracelet from my best buddy, Emily Morrissey, down there in Midlothian at emilysbracelets.com. And so I am wearing a number of Emily's bracelets. I'm wearing my Am Yisrael Chai bracelet. I'm wearing my Julia Katz Quest for Cookies bracelet. And because I didn't want anybody to have any questions on Fridays, I've got my red Emily's bracelet, so everybody knows. And why red? R-E-D. Means remember everyone deployed. Started a couple of years back by a few Marine moms who said, listen, we've got really, really good people that are serving far, far away from home. They're deployed elsewhere. Is it possible for us to just take one day a week and try and remember them? So that's why I wear red, R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. And because it is Friday and there is nothing that says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig, I am wearing my Peppa Pig baseball cap as well. You're going to have to let me know if you have gone to WRBA.com. You're going to have to let me know if there are any tickets left for Politics and Pints. I don't get any updates, so I don't know. If you have been putting it off, I mean, we're 12 days away. I'd imagine they're probably all gone at this point, but I don't know. So you can go to WRBA.com, see if we have one or two tickets left for Politics and Pints. And if I'm you, I snap them up. Especially if you are down in that Hopewell, Prince George, Tri-Cities area. I tell you this simply because when we put this whole thing together, our goal was to travel to different parts of Central Virginia. And we've done that. Spent a fair amount of time in the West End. We were up here in Hanover for a couple of events, downtown once or twice. Well, we've been at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. This is going to be the third time, and that says to me it'll be the last time, at least for a while, as we move it into other neighborhoods. So if you're down in that area and you're thinking, man, this is great, they always do it at the Beacon, don't get used to it. This is probably the last time. I would say get your tickets now, WRVA.com. Obviously, I'm going to be there. John Reed's going to be there. Brian Kilmeade is coming back. He had a good time. Dana Lash is coming in for this as well. And because you know, WRVA has a very robust DEI program, Howard Gutman will be there representing the lunatics of the left. Yeah, seriously. It'll be. I mean, he's not going to say much because he just starts babbling and he gets frothy on the corners of his mouth. He looks a little bit like Joe Biden, actually, when it happens. But anyway, you don't want to miss it, and I would urge you to get your tickets. What have we got coming up? Again, Dr. Dave Bratt's going to be here just 20 minutes from now. I want him to analyze some of these jobs numbers. It didn't seem to move the unemployment rate all that much. It's 4.1%. Was it higher than that? You know, I should have written that down. I think, well, whatever it is, it's about 4.1%. That's what it is now. Maybe it came down a little bit. But my fear, my reasoned thought process in this is it'll be revised downward at some point. Maybe after the election, you think? Huh, that would be convenient, but I don't know. Look, I don't know. Or maybe when people aren't paying attention, you know, that legacy news media, they're exhausted right now. What with them following all of the disaster from Hurricane Helene and how FEMA is failing miserably on that job because we took $1 billion and gave it to illegal aliens. Oh, but not to worry. Kamala Harris said everybody can get $750. Well, here's the problem with that. That was $750 per household, not per person. And it was for people who are already signed up for, like, electronic benefits, like public assistance. Oh, and you had to file all the paperwork online. Now, which one of those folks is going to be the first to raise their hand and say, ma'am, I would love to do that, but my computer is about 12 feet underwater right now, so I can't really file online. But it doesn't matter. They don't have the money. Mayorkas said that the other day. We don't have any money for these people. We spent it all on illegal aliens. Talk about priorities, huh? 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.